Well, what do you know? It's time for the Children's Bible Club again. Oh, the weeks go by so quickly, and time once past can never be regained. So every one of us better use our time wisely and make it count for the Lord Jesus Christ and for eternity. And that's just what we want the Children's Bible Club to do, too. Make every minute count for the Lord Jesus. So let's let the choir begin our broadcast right now. Thank you, choir. You know, kids, one of the unwritten rules in my childhood home was you can't quit. And don't quit ought to be a super rule in our lives now. It has been said that Thomas Edison performed thousands of experiments in inventing the light bulb before he was successful, but he didn't quit. How many races have been won by somebody who just wouldn't quit? Did you ever hear anyone blurt out, "I quit"? I knew a man once who was doing important work, but felt it was too hard. Finally, he had enough and said, "I quit," and walked off the job. And did you know that a king of England actually abdicated the throne? He said, "I quit," and left the royal palace. You may ask, why? Why would anyone do that? Why would a worker give up an important job? Why would a king leave his throne? Why would they quit? It was because they love something or someone more than they love the person or cause for which they're working. So, if your parents or teacher give you a job or duty, you may not like it. It may even be hard. But you do it to show your love for them. David Livingston spent many hard years of hardships in Africa, but he loved Jesus and he loved the African people, and he wouldn't quit. Sometime we may face a task or situation when it'll be hard to be true to the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember whom you love and what he has done for you. Don't give in. Don't quit. Stand true to Christ, even in the face of opposition. Stand true to Him, even if you have to stand alone. Don't quit. What if God looked down from heaven on the world and all the ways people sin and mock Him and take His name in vain and harden their hearts against His word? What if He said, "That's it, I quit," and He quit holding the world together and quit giving us water and food and protection? What if he just walked off the job? We would be sunk. Remember, God has not quit on you. Now you must not quit on him. God will strengthen you and someday reward you as only he can. Stand true. Don't quit. Now, here's the choir.
Fragrance free. Things went from bad to worse. Joseph faced sure death in the dark pit, but then he was sold into a fate maybe worse than death. Joseph was afraid in the pit, but now he was terrified. He knew about slavery. He knew many were beaten and starved and worked so hard in the grueling Egyptian sun that they died early. Bound in cruel chains, whether he trudged all those miles over the hot desert or whether he was hauled like a caged animal, there was no mercy for the poor boy. What did the traders care for his cries? A strong boy like him would bring big money on the slave block. And that's how it was that Potiphar, an officer of King Pharaoh, looked the boy over, saw his sun-bronzed skin and strong muscles, and bought him. Yes, he could whip this boy into shape and make a very useful slave of him. That slave was more than useful. He was blessed of God. God kept his eye on Joseph and prospered everything he did, so much so that Potiphar made Joseph ruler over all his house and land and business. He trusted Joseph with everything. He didn't keep track of anything except what he ate himself. And things went well. But in time, the boy Joseph matured into a strong, handsome man, and Potiphar's wife was attracted to him. She pressed him to neglect his work and spend time with her. Day after day she tempted him, but Joseph refused. "Your husband trusts me completely. I cannot betray his trust," he said. "I will not do wrong." Oh, she was furious. And one day, when he was working, she came to him again. He turned to get away, but she grabbed his cloak. And rather than do wrong, Joseph left his coat and ran out. But oh, she was wicked. She screamed as if she were hurt. "Help!" And the servants came running to see what in the world was wrong. "That man Potiphar put in charge of her house tried to harm me. When I screamed, he ran away. Oh, if only you had been here!" And she kept up her big show until her husband came home. Then she wept louder and told the lie again. Oh, Potiphar was so angry, he didn't ask any questions. He didn't hear Joseph's side of the story. "So," he shouted, "I trusted you with all my goods, and this is the thanks I get. Well, I'll show you." And he threw Joseph into prison. Poor Joseph. At home, he did right and ended up in slavery. In Egypt, he did right and ended up in prison. Was there no justice? But Joseph didn't gripe or have a pity party. He just kept doing right. And before long, the prison keeper noticed him and put him in charge of all the other prisoners. That Joseph, he wouldn't let troubles defeat him. He just trusted God and did right. Well, later on, two of the king's servants displeased him and were slammed into prison. One morning, when Joseph came to bring their food, he noticed they looked sad. Joseph had his own troubles. How could he notice someone else? Oh, how caring he was. He asked, "What's wrong?" "Oh, we had strange dreams last night, and there's no one to tell us the meaning." "Well, God knows such meanings. What did you dream?" The king's butler answered first. "I dreamed a vine had three branches and produced ripe grapes. I pressed them into the king's cup and gave it to him." What an odd dream! But God gave Joseph the answer. The three branches stand for 3 days. In 3 days, Pharaoh will bring you up out of this prison and give you back your position as cupbearer. And please, when you go before the king, remember me." Well, that meaning was good, so the baker told his dream too. "I dreamed I had 3 baskets on my head. The top one had bread and cakes for Pharaoh, but the birds came and ate them." Oh, this wasn't so good. 3 baskets mean 3 days. In 3 days, Pharaoh will take you up from prison and have you hanged. Joseph was always truthful, and the dreams came true just as he said. But after all Joseph had done for him, the butler forgot him, and Joseph stayed abandoned in the dungeon. No hope, no help came. Yet God's eye was on his man. Joseph didn't understand his troubles, but he kept on trusting God. And we'll see next time what happens, but until then, remember, God's eye is on you, too. If you're his child, he has a purpose in every trial you face. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Be faithful, and God will bring you through. But are you his child? Have you repented of your sin and received Christ as your Savior? Christ died for our sins. He's the only way of salvation and peace. Receive him today. And now, God bless you.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.